If you ask Buffalo Rising editor Newell Nussbaumer, he'll tell you that the city has come a long way from where it was, but hasn't made the full rebound yet. He says he often gauges how Buffalo is doing on how well he can keep up with what's going on in town.
And these days, I have a really hard, for the first time ever, I have a really hard time keeping up with what's going on.
Developer Rocco Termini says the city is in its mojo infancy. He points out that every project in Buffalo has a subsidy associated with it, from tax credits for historic properties and brownfields to cash injections from state or local government.
I think you get your mojo when you don't need any of those subsidies.
Termini says the real problem is that residents can't afford to pay market rate rent with Buffalo's low median income. And as for Professor Henry Taylor, founder of UB's Center for Urban Studies, he takes issue with the concept of getting mojo back. Taylor says the mojo of the past should not be a present concern. Instead, residents should focus on the task of creating a new mojo.
A part of that task is to identify the kind of city that we want to build. We don't know what kind of city we want to build.
Taylor says the city template should be anchored around social, racial, and economic justice. He says prosperity and growth should be looked at as a means of creating a new way of life. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.